The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
It's time for Southeast Dirt Weekly.
And it is time here on Real Racing USA for a brand new show. And we have with us, of course, the host of this show, Scott McAllister, a well-known announcer in the southern United States, and he's going to take you through this. Scotty, man, you're just jumping into the pond now, buddy.
It's been a long time coming, Jack. You and I have talked about this for a long time, and now we have this opportunity. Just got involved in this dirt stuff. Man, I am jacked up about it. So this was kind of the fuse that got us going here. So Southeast Dirt Weekly was born, and just glad to be a part of the Real Racing USA family, and man, I'm ready to get going. I wanted to say thanks and all that kind of good stuff, but really, we don't have much time. I want to get our first guest on the line, and comes all the way from Louisiana, running out in the AMP series. First guest tonight is Alan Tipton. Alan, how are you doing tonight, man?
Oh, pretty good. What about y'all?
Well, we're good, man. Hopefully, that rain that y'all are having out there that washed y'all out tonight, or tomorrow night out of BB Speedway and BB Arkansas is not going to make it over this way. But tonight here in Ocala, Florida, I got to tell you, it did rain here. It may going to clear up, but hopefully we'll be able to get our race in. But tell me a little bit about the AMP series and how you guys are doing over there and how that series runs. I'm looking over the site now, really nice, ampseries.com. How's it going for you?
Oh, it's going pretty good. We've run three races so far, and the first two was versus races. We run against Mississippi State Challenge Series, and but the other night we run at Monticello, Arkansas, and I ended up having a pretty good night over the other night. But it seems to be going pretty good, and that's our next race. I think the next race is pretty good ways out, which that's the reason why I'm running it. But anyway, so far it's going good.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need those spaces in between there, man. You kind of get caught up and say, whoa, well, let's see where our team is at and what we're lacking at. Maybe you can get caught up on some of the good things or reflect back on some of the things that didn't go so good for you. Now, I had a chance earlier to speak with Christy Hudson. And, of course, she's heading up the AMP series over there. She's doing a really great job for you guys. You were telling me about the press releases that she puts out and the effort that she's got going on there.
Oh, definitely. She, ever since that I've announced that I was going to run the series, back, it's probably been a month, two months now, but I have had more more exposure, you know, as far as radios, articles that she's writing. Just it just kind of amazed me the way she tries. I mean, she definitely puts forth 100%.
We were talking earlier, this is a tough business, and in a business where you don't really see a lot of female, you know, leadership like that. She's I mean, that's a rough area. I mean, that, you know, in this area of the country anyway, these series can be kind of rough when you're dealing with tracks and different series. I'm not sure what it's like there, but you were saying that she gets in there and digs.
Oh, yeah, she definitely does that. I mean, she really, I hadn't seen a promoter around this area that's working as hard as she is, you know. She really gets in there and tries hard, and she's doing good so far.
Man, that's awesome. Now, you guys, and, you know, we spoke earlier about some of the other series you were running previous to this. Tell me a little bit about that. And, of course, the reason, I know you said that part of the attraction about the AMP series is that you didn't have to run so many races. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I run a super, they call it the Super Series, Southern United Professional Racing. And I run it on and off for a few years. And last year I run the whole series, and that was rough. It was 40 races. I think we actually run 36. But, you know, working during the week and just trying to get the guys that helped me to get off two to go, it was tough. And so this series started last year. AMP started last year, and we kind of watched them on and off, see what was going on. And then from there we made the decision to go with them because they have like 21 races, and that just fit my schedule a lot better.
And your crew schedule a lot better.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, when you go to the track, how many people do you take on your crew with you?
It depends.
On the average.
On the average, four.
Four people. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of nights last year with all them races that just me and another guy went.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I've seen a lot of. You know, and a lot of what I'll be talking about tonight is, and Jack will tell you, I came from an asphalt background, like I thought we were telling you earlier. So a lot of this is all new to me. And so as, if you hear me talking and asking questions, it's because literally a lot of us really don't know about that. Now, I'm looking at some of the tracks that you guys go to over here. Man, you're going to Batesville, Little Rock, Greenville, I-30, just all over the place. Out of all these tracks, I know you said you've been to many of them. Which ones are some of your favorites?
I-30 is probably my favorite track. I mean, I've run it. I hadn't run there with Amp yet, but I've run, you know, with the other series, and I won a couple super races up there last year, or year before last, and won one last year. So I've had good success. I don't know. I just seem to. It's a small, little bullring type track, but I just seem to like it. I don't know.
How many cars is typical in each one of the A main feature events up there?
They usually start 22.
How many shows up? I mean, do they start 22 every single race?
No. You know, they'll run the heat races and all and qualify, and they'll take, like the series, like Amp and Super, they run by passing points, and you run your heat racing.
Right, passing points. They kill me, man.
And then they'll lock you in the top 16, and then they'll run consies and stuff. But usually, I mean, it depends where you go as far as what's going on. I mean, I've been to them where there's 60 cars, and I've been to them where there's 20 cars.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering what it was like. And it's about the same way here. It just depends on, you know, which race and what else is going on and that kind of thing. So,
right.
But, I mean, and one of the things I also like about dirt racing is the age is not everybody's 15 and 16 years old.
No, I'm 33.
33? You got a family? Wife?
Oh, yeah. Wife and three kids, three girls.
Drag them along with you everywhere?
No, well, the twins.
Right, man. You were telling me you got twins, man, Jack. Did you hear that? So he's got his wife, his daughter, and then twin daughters.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
My oldest girl, she's 11, and she goes whenever we don't go, when we don't leave on Friday. If it's just Saturday night race, well, she can go. But if we leave on Friday, well, she can't get out of school or whatever.
Yeah.
But the little girls just won local. Just when we race local, we couldn't handle it. Halfway off like that with them two.
Yeah, man, you should be torn down. Yeah. The cool thing about it is you got some built-in tent help out there, man. Sooner or later, you have to get them girls over there. You know, be
oh, definitely. I just recently built a shop at my house. I used to work away from it was probably 15 miles from where I live, where I used to work. But now I got a shop at the house, and I definitely got my hands full with help there.
Exactly.
They're out there every night.
Is it better having your son? I know it's better. I know it is better, but then you got youngins running around. Are they into your stuff? And that's okay, obviously. That's a cool thing. But do you get more done at home, or do you get more done away?
Actually, I get twice as much done at home, because down at the other shop, there was probably four or five of us that was in it. A couple of us was late models. A couple of them was street stock. And so there were so many people in and out of there. It was hard to get.
I don't know if I care for that around my race stuff either. I mean, want your stuff to yourself.
Right. It got to a point down there where I couldn't hardly sleep at night worried about my stuff down there.
Even when it was in the shop there, obviously y'all do all the upkeep, y'all do all the setup and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. We always did all our own stuff, you know. Besides the actual chassis, you know, we'd buy them. But as far as the body work.
And is everybody out there, they all run Larry Shaw chassis? Is that what y'all have? Or?
No, I got GRTs.
They are. Yeah, Scotty, out there it's all GRT, man.
Gotcha, okay.
GRT's the main car out here. I mean, there's a lot of different brands that everybody, you know, try here and there. But the majority of the cars in this area are GRTs. The guy that I was in the shop with, he had a Rayburn. I drove a Rayburn a little while for him here and there, but I mainly stuck to GRTs.
Tell me about some of your sponsors, make it all happen for you.
Well, my biggest sponsor is my daddy.
He
used to race, and I got involved in it when around there, being a kid, you know, around him. And then when I was 19, right out of high school, I finally talked him in and let me do something. And we started out with a street stock, and ever since then he's been right there with me, you know, helping me out. And main sponsor is my dad, and then I got another guy Smith Towing. He's a big help too. But that's my main two sponsors right there.
Well, you know, you got to get those guys out. I mean, you know, it's just like we talked about earlier, the good work that Chrissy's doing. You got to say those guys' names, and luckily you had a chance to do so, you know, recently. And hopefully you get some more sponsors on board and help you get out to the track a little bit more. And you know, but it sounds like everything's going really good. Tell me about the rest of the year and what you got going on for here the rest of the 2008 season.
Well, I plan on, you know, I'm going to run the full AMP series. Right now we run three races, and I'm leading the points, so it's going pretty good right now.
You got to stay there now.
So I'm going to run the full AMP series, and then in between, because they're spread out, so I can kind of pick where I want to go. If I want to go run another series a little bit here and there, or a big money race. So
yeah, because now that you've got this rain out, y'all are done until May the 9th, I see on here.
Right, AMP's done until May the 9th, and that's like...
Right.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, I'm sorry, there's a couple different series that's running around here, so we kind of trying to decide what we're going to do on that, you know.
Cool deal. And it's no problem for y'all to slide in. They made the rules pretty nice and easy for you guys. You can slide in another series or another track pretty easy.
Yeah, they're semi the same. The tire rule is a little different, and here and there you have a little different spoiler rule, but nothing major.
Yeah, for.
Nothing that you can't change. You know, you could pull up at the racetrack and change it to run them, so it's pretty good. You can kind of pick where you want to go. It's a pretty good deal.
Speaking with Alan Tipton here on Southeast Dirt Weekly. Jack, I tell you what, Alan, they have got a full plate out there, and the AMP series sounds like they really have it going on. I know you've spoken with Chrissy. Tell me about your experience with her, and really, like I said, she's kind of got, you know, ahead of the curve here in the dirt series.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Alan. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I couldn't hit my phone cut out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, Scotty, you've heard me complain over the years about promoters not getting out and beating the bushes I always say, why are we have to call them promoters? Why don't they call us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never even heard of Chrissy Hudson. Last year, about mid-year, she called us, wanted to be on one of our shows. Out of the blue. Wanted to be on...
I love that, man. Dig it.
Yeah, and... you know, and then, of course, we started having some of her drivers on and learned more about that series. And, you know, I know more about Arkansas now than I did before, that's for sure.
That's the cool thing about it. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, I think we get locked into our own little deal here for so long and don't realize, you know, they do race outside of Florida. And then you realize, man, they got some great, have a chance to work at Winter Nationals down at East Bay. You realize, man. They are humping all across the country, man. They come from everywhere. I mean, from Washington State, from Rhode Island, from Michigan, all over the place. And, of course, no bigger hotbed than Arkansas. So,
well, and Alan, you guys go all over. I mean, you're not just in Arkansas, right?
No, definitely. I actually live in Louisiana. But last year, I run five different states racing, you know, from Texas to Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, that's about the area I pretty much stay in, you know.
Well,
it's
a big area. What
do you do down there besides just the late model racing, or do you do any open wheels or anything else?
No, late model's pretty much it. When I was in the other shop that I was talking earlier about, every once in a while those guys would have we wouldn't have a race or something, you know, somebody might have a street stock or something, and just for fun of it, we'd all go out there and have a good time.
Yeah, I bet y'all did have a good time out there then. Well, I mean, it's not so serious, and like you say, you can have a good time. And my dad, but you know, I told somebody else, that's the cool thing about dirt racing from asphalt racing that I noticed is that at the asphalt races, it's serious. I mean, everybody walks around with a scowl on their face the whole time, and not that it's not serious over the dirt track, but you see people over there having a good time. I mean, everybody's laughing and having a good time for the most part. Everybody is, even back in the pits, the drivers. But in the asphalt side, it's really not like that very much. Do you find it to be that way?
Well, as far as the dirt track goes, I hadn't been around asphalt much, you know,
right,
at all. But as far as the dirt racing, it's all like a family atmosphere to a point, and until it gets real tight time. Competition, and then,
yeah.
then stuff could change. But it's all, everybody talks to everybody. I mean, we have a lot of fun.
It seems like, and that's what I noticed, man, down in East Bay, and it's happening in Ocala. It's like I said, the asphalt track, man, you have people that are, you know, they're focused, and they are just driven. You go to the dirt side, and it's all about fun. Not that, like you said, when it comes down to race time now, yeah, they get serious, but it's also this nonstop action, too, man. So the intensity is definitely there. There's no doubt about it, and that's what's got to keep you going. But, Alan, man, it was nice to have you on. Thanks for being on board with us. We'll keep up with you out there. Like I said, next race for you guys on the schedule here in the AMP Series is coming up May the 9th, but we'll look out for you, and don't hesitate to give us a call anytime, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Alan, thanks for having me, and thanks for being on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And, Scotty, you got you guys down at East Bay this Saturday night have a big dirt late model show coming, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a jam-up race. I can't wait for those guys to get out there. We were lucky enough to see him at Ocala. I was lucky enough to see him. You were there as well at the race they had at Ocala, their inaugural race. Kicked off the Ocala series, and I told somebody else today, I said, man, you couldn't have put a piece of DNA in that place. That's how much the United Dirt Late Model Series packed it out. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a great race down there. Make sure you get down there. East Bay, you know, I got to say, there's really nothing like East Bay. I remember you and I walking through that place, and it's really got an aura around it that it's pretty doggone cool. It'll give you, I get goosebumps right now thinking about it, man. That's how cool of a place it is.
Well, you know, it has that carnival atmosphere, and I think that's what, of course, what Mike is working on at Ocala, and he's making, you know, absolutely big strides to get there. You know, I was amazed when I went down to Henry County Speedway. I guess it's probably the most southernmost racetrack in the country, you know?
Yeah.
And we were down there in the swamps, and, man, it had that carnival atmosphere, too. And I'll tell you, at least in the state of Florida, the dirt tracks, by and large, have that part of it down a whole lot better. And, you know,
I think they've realized, obviously, there's just, you know, to get different people in, not everybody are hardcore race fans.
Exactly.
And if your wife, i.e. my wife, is not a hardcore race fan, man, if she doesn't, you know, it's hard for me to say, hey, come to the racetrack, because unless you're a real hardcore race fan, there's not a lot else to do.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, when we went to the bike show that Todd and them had over there at East Bay, that was cool as all get out. You know, you get to walk around, a lot of stuff to buy, spend some money, buy a T-shirt, buy some other cool stuff, look at the bikes. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that whole deal is really cool. But Alan Tipton, those guys, and they're going on all over the place. And that's what I mean. The AMP Series is right out here in Arkansas. And they're going all over the place, too. And like you said, that Christy Hudson girl, man, more power to her. I'm glad. I'm glad for it.
Yep, and she works hard at it. And that's what you have to do, whether you're promoting, you know, asphalt stock car racing, dirt racing, or you know, tiddlywinks. You got to get out there and push the buttons and get the thing going. I mean, you got to.
That's the whole thing, man. It's cool to hear her say that he's never been promoted like that by anybody else. It just goes to.
Oh, and they all say that. You watch everybody that you have on from that series this year will say that same thing. We've heard it echoed all last year and at the beginning of this year already. I mean, nobody. They all say that, Scotty.
That's pretty strong, man, when somebody sits there and says that's the first time somebody's, you know, and really, like I said, I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, and a female, but maybe that's what we need, man. Maybe that is the new deal.
I swear to you, man, we were talking about this not too long ago in one of the other shows. From what I have seen, the female promoters, I don't know if it's because they know they have to work harder or what, but by and large, I mean, the female promoters seem to get a little more aggressive about it all.
We saw Margie Nanny, Margie knows how to promote.
That lady up at Hickory Motor Speedway. And
that's
late,
right, man. You told me about her, so.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing. And now, did you have some other sponsors that you were going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, real quick, of course, I want to thank the guys at Advanced Auto Parts. All our guests are brought to us in by part of Advanced Auto Parts. Advanced Auto Parts with 11 locations right here in Marion County, and I think we got 4 or 5 up in Alachua County, and of course the guys down in Tampa Bay as well. We want to thank all those guys for helping us out with the Advanced Auto Parts hotline here on Southeast Dirt Weekly, and of course the guys over at AMSOIL. We want to make sure we get those. AMSOIL is first on the track, and they're number one in synthetic lubricants. Make sure you check out your local AMSOIL dealer, wherever you may be. This is a dirt show, Jack, so I got to tell you, if you hear me yelling at my dog or whatever, you know, I got dogs, and dirt track people got dogs. So you know,
I got two of them. I got two. Yo, I got two big ones too. So
to see this show, man, you can relax. This is a relax. I mean, short. See, when y'all go to the studio there, y'all got to get all professional and stuff. It's not like this here, man.
Well, I don't know.
Listen, man, you can relax. I got hound dogs laying around, you know, and all kind of stuff. So, you know, no, and of course, we want to thank East Bay Raceway Park, Clay by the Bay, like you said, be coming up this weekend. United Dirt Late Model Championship Series going to be there. My good buddy Rick Angies, can't wait to see him again. Give the fans there a break from my loud mouth for a bit. So,
and those people, those
a good time to head by all.
And those people out in Alabama and Arkansas and Mississippi, they can come to Real Racing USA, and we're sponsoring something a little special this week at that United Dirt Late Model deal. It's going to be It's going to be televised live on the internet through TV Showcaster, and Real Racing USA is one of the sponsors, along with Ken Kenny Central Sheds and Central Mobile Homes, and it's going to be broadcast, and of course it'll be available for everybody after the race to listen to or to watch the archive version of it, of course.
So how's this going to work? So they can log on for
free.
You know, this is really cool. Free is the big word there.
Free.
And they can, you're going to stream it live.
Absolutely. It's an experimental thing, and we hooked up with TV Showcaster. They were wanted to do some of this stuff, and we talked to Ken Kenny, and you know, he pulled some of his connections together, and then we put some stuff together, and then we decided, okay, rather than have people pay per view and all that, let's see if we can. Yeah, it's just a test to see what we can do. And
Without getting too technical, I mean, what about bandwidth? Are people going? I mean,
is that to be expected
a little bit of stops and starts in there?
I don't think so. Unless there is a huge, you know, unless it rains all over the South,
right?
You know, and
so you just be able to tune in and watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
The love of Mike, man, that would be great.
You know, they have a T1 line there at the track.
Oh, that is wicked.
Sweet, huh?
They got that there, the track, yeah. So, I mean, I guess they got enough bandwidth, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Now,
that's really cool. So where did they log on to?
You can go to realracingusa.com. There's the link right there on the front page or any of the other pages for TV Showcaster, big graphic link, TV Showcaster. Or go directly to tvshowcaster.com.
So that's a cool thing. So yeah, like you said, if you're rained out there like they are in Arkansas, which is really bad because they said it's flooding out there, so I want to send prayers out to those guys. But if you are rained in, you can listen to, hey, across the country, across the globe, man. That's really, really cool. So check into East Bay, tune into East Bay Raceway Park, Clay by the Bay, baby.
So Scott, as later tonight, I know you have a couple other guests. I know you have Wayne Anderson, and you got that rookie sprint car racer, his name? Kenny.
From Malabar.
Kenny Adams. And he's just learning the ropes, you know.
You know what? I'm standing next to Kenny Adams, and I don't know him from Adam. He don't know me from Adam either. And here he is, 200 win guy. I mean, 200 wins.
Yeah.
That's steep. I mean, that's big, man. 200.
Yeah, he's a real good guy on top of it. But give us an idea of what this show. Where do you think you're going to take this show?
I really did this, Jack, only because you and I have had so many discussions. As many people have, I've been trapped, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean I was trapped. I was involved heavily in the asphalt racing industry. And I enjoyed it immensely. I enjoyed my time. I would not change it for the world, and met a lot of great people. And love and hope to go back and be a part of that too. But right now I got involved with the dirt side, and of course with the talent changing over to dirt, Mike asked me to come there and announce for him, and then I got involved with East Bay, so I'm announcing Friday and Saturday night at both dirt tracks, so it's kind of opened my eyes to a brand new whole idea of racing that I think a lot of people like me, many people were like me, were somewhat dissatisfied with the asphalt side of things, and we're looking for an outlet. I mean, I'm looking for anything racing. Literally, you're going, I'm thinking, man, where are the motorcycles at? Bring out the doggone lawnmowers, anything. And here I stumble across what is now I know to be some of the best racing in the country is at East Bay Raceway Park. And then, you know, you come along, and all of a sudden, Ocala's the same way. They're changing over to dirt. And they're grabbing some of the, you know, they're bringing in some of these same people, and I'm going, wow, So I wanted to see this show start off, obviously, the people I know with and work with right here in Florida. But I do want to bring in the people from Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, places that, hey, I don't know these people, and that's who I want to bring on. I don't want to bring on the people that I know so much, but the people that I don't know. And that's really what I'm looking to do is introduce, you know, dirt racers to perhaps people that don't know them. And if you do know them, let's get to know a little bit more about them.
Yeah, sounds good. You ready to take a break? We can come back
take
with Wayne.
Take a break, man. Let's take a break and get back, man. We got a lot of guests. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back with Wayne Anderson.
You know, I was trying to be low-key there to start off with, man, but I get so jacked up. I swear to you, I'm walking in my garage right now. I probably sound like I'm in a hollow shell. But,
Yeah, Scott, you got to watch yourself, man. You don't want to get too excited now.
My voice is going to run out before I get to Ocala tomorrow night.
We'll be right back.
This is Shaw Smith, driver of the 17 SS Dirt Late Model, Central Sheds and Trailers Champion for 2007, and you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, Short Track Asphalt, Short Track Dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
Hey, welcome back to this first edition of the Scott McAllister's awesome new dirt show, Southeast Dirt Weekly. Scott, I think you have a real veteran dirt racer on the line with you now, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole thing about it, man. I had to find somebody that I actually knew. And of course,
but he's got lots of laps on the dirt tracks, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. Just tons of laps out there. I think they're mostly probably on a go-kart. But I'm on the phone with us now, Wayne Anderson. Wayne, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Well, I tell you what, I'm pretty excited to be your first guest. I mean, I haven't even been in a dirt race yet. I feel pretty privileged.
You win by default, bro. I mean, honestly, it's like I said, man. I know Rich Pratt, and then I'll have, you know, all these guys I'll have on. But, you know, it's like I said, you win by default because it's, I know you're the longest. So, but anyway, no, I'm glad to have you here on Southeast Dirt Weekly. So, obviously, man, the big deal is you got a dirt car, and you're coming up to Ocala Speedway soon, and not only Ocala Speedway, but obviously pretty much probably some other stuff. But tell me how it's going so far. Now, you took it out for a test. Let's get right to it. Tell me how it ran.
Well, I went up there Friday night and watched him, and like I told you earlier, I want to take my hat off to Mike Bresnahan. I thought he did a great job, and I thought Shane Williams put on a heck of a show. I mean, Shane Williams ran that outside, and Mike just happened to cover the bottom with that crate motor, and I think that's what propelled him to a win. And
like I say, my hat's off to both of them. But I got a little fever Friday night, and a couple buddies said they had the track rented Saturday morning. So I thought, you know, I told my wife on the way home, I said, you know, there ain't really nothing to do with that dirt car now that we got it. We just need to get us some tires. And I talked to Mike, the tire guy at the Ocala, and anyway, make a long story short, we went up there Saturday morning, and I ran 40 laps. And the car was faster than me, let's put it that way. I've been around Ocala a lot, and I feel like I've taken a lot of money out of there. But to go around that place on dirt, especially being a dirt car for the first time, it was pretty exciting. I had a lot of fun. I'll be honest with you, I'm about ready to put a car cover on all these asphalt cars.
Yeah, literally, wait, yeah, right, I believe. Literally, is this the first time you've ever driven any kind of a car, a race car on dirt at all, on a real dirt track?
Absolutely, very first time I've ever sat in a dirt car, first time I've ever been on a dirt track in 22 years of racing. So
so when you go out to Ocala and you see these guys, I mean, and they were battling out there, and like you say, you know, they were side by side, seesawing back and forth. I mean, no offense, man, but, you know, a lot of that doesn't happen a lot, you know, in asphalt racing like you see out there. And I'm just excited to see, but can't wait to see you out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ivan Dent Lloyd called me this weekend. He said he seen my car on the internet, and he wanted to call and chat with me for a while. And I told him, I said, you know, Ivan, and I went around that place, and I said, the only thing is I seen them guys two and three wide up there Friday night. And I said, I know I took up two lanes. I said, I don't know how you could go two or three wide around that place. I had a fun day. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot more fun than I even thought it was going to be. It just, you know, right when I went up there, there was nobody else out there. There wasn't nobody slinging no mud in my face. And you know, it wasn't muddy, so I got a whole lot to learn. But I felt like I had a good race car. I got a brand new car and from Barry Wright, and I got a motor from Byron Corey, and I felt like I just put the whole package together. And I tell you what, I felt like I had an extremely good package. So I think my decisions were right. Now I just got to get in the car and go to some races. I would love to go next Friday night. This coming Friday night, I believe, is modified there. But the next week, the following week, is late models, and that's when I go to Pensacola. So I got to run the asphalt car in Pensacola for.
You hear that, Jack? He's got to run. I got to run the asphalt car now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things I'm obligated to on that asphalt side,
yeah,
and I would love to do it. But it's looking more and more like the Powell Memorial is probably going to be one of the first times I drive the dirt car. So.
But what a way to
unbelievable!
Obviously, going to be jacked up for that one, man.
Wayne, if somebody had told you this 5 years ago that you were going to be racing on dirt in a dirt late model at Ocala, going after to try to win the Powell Memorial on dirt after you won it on asphalt, I mean, what you'd have thought they were crazy or drinking something bad, man.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Jack, I never even went to dirt races. I mean, I watched a little bit of it on TV. But I've been to more dirt races this year than I have in my life, and that's just and I just went to Speed Weeks, went to East Bay at night, and I went to Volusia a couple nights, and went to Ocala. So I've seen more dirt races than I've actually ran, and I haven't never you know. And like I say, I've raced over 20 years in asphalt, and I've accomplished a lot, but I just never had any visions of it. But once I felt like I have won everything there is to win in asphalt cars. I felt like this was the next challenge, and I mean, you know, they call it burnout, you know, and I'm probably burnt out a little bit on asphalt, and especially with all, you know, as you know, all the motor wars and all this and that.
Sure.
It was just a prime time for me to get a dirt car, and I never thought I'd have nowhere near the fun that I had. You know, Patrick Williams come and lettered my car and everything. He went up there with me Saturday and everything, and he's one of the ones helped talk me into doing this, And I'm glad he came out there Saturday and give me a hand, you know. And it was a lot of fun, and I believe the dirt racing is a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we were talking to Alan Tipton earlier, driver out in Arkansas. Actually, he's in Louisiana, but he runs the Amphitheaters out in Arkansas. And what I told him, too, I said, you know, the coolest part about this whole deal is everybody looks like they're having fun. When I go back into the pits at East Bay, and you've been around Buzzy Rudum, and, of course, he's always got a smile on his face, and then you came here, and I'm telling you, man, Mike Bresnahan looked like the first time he'd ever won a race when he was back there in the pit. He was jacked up. I mean, you could see it. He was pumped.
Well, I don't blame him. I mean, I don't know how many dirt races he's been in, a couple at the most. But he did a great job. And you know, the track kind of got a little bit like asphalt. So, you know, once you've been around there a little bit in an asphalt car, kind of you kind of at least know where you need to be somewhat. And I just thought that that played to his hand a little bit, and he did a good job. I don't want to take nothing away from him. He was here on Monday to look at my dirt car, and he was pretty excited, and I was happy for him. So, it's like I say, it's a whole new deal for me. Very excited to do it, and I think that Mike at Ocala, I don't think people would have dreamed that he'd have the turnout that he's having, going from asphalt to dirt. But I'm really proud for him.
You in the race shop there, Wayne?
What's that?
Are you in the race shop?
Yeah, sure am.
What are they doing back there?
It's raining.
Oh, it's raining. Oh.
It's raining so hard. Right now. We shut the doors because we thought there might be a tornado coming through here.
I gotcha.
This shop's only a year old, and I sure don't need none of that. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't lying to you. It's blowing like crazy.
It's coming down. Yeah, I'm in Ocala, man. It's coming this way. On the phone with Wayne Anderson here on Southeast Dirt Weekly and Jack Smith along with Scotty Mack. And I tell you, we are looking so forward to having you on. You know, and everybody has a nickname, man. So I'm trying to think of the nickname. So I gave Mike Bresnahan one the other day. I said, the Inverness Assassin, Mike the Bullet Bresnahan. Then I thought about that. After that, I was like, I don't know if he likes being called Assassin too much. You know, so I don't know if that really should be sticking. But everybody in dirt racing has a nickname. So I'm thinking, Wayne Anderson. I'm driving back from Winter Nationals, man, down in East Bay. I'm thinking, Wayne Anderson. What can I say? Wow. So can I say Wayne the Wild from the Wild Child Anderson, and then come in with Wild Child music when you come out of the Powell?
Yeah, you probably pissed the flagman off though.
Yeah, but that's okay, man. Doug will live with it. Yeah, I mean,
ain't that what they call him, Wild Child?
He's Wild Child, but see, you're Wild Thing. He's Wild Child. You're definitely not a child, man.
And not only that,
you can be Wild Thing.
The Wild Thing from Wildwood, man.
Yeah, from Wildwood, Florida, Wayne. The Wild Thing Anderson, they come in with Wild Thing and just jam the house down, man.
There you go. Hey, be honest with you, Scott, whatever floats your boat, man.
Whatever sells tickets, Wayne.
<You're left.
laughs> Exactly. But and I know you do have obligations still in the ass. It's not like that's going away anytime soon. And tell me about some of the stuff you got going on here shortly over in the asphalt side.
I kind of committed to the Blizzard Series at Pensacola, and I committed to the Op thing, Op Alabama. Mm-hmm. They have, I think it's the Viper Series. I don't know. I already ran the Rattlesnake, and I kind of committed to that. And that's kind of what I want to do. My son's been running Punta Gorda a little bit, and I went down there a couple weeks ago, and so I think Bobby Deal just tries really hard, and I don't really want to miss none of his super late mile races because I think the guy's doing a jam up job, and I don't want to miss them. So I kind of committed to Punta Gorda and Op and Pensacola, and then the rest of it was really the dirt stuff. So happens when we got all done, it just ends up being on the week that we want to go run a dirt car, Pensacola popped up. So
yeah,
I'm gonna do a lot of it. I got so much to learn. I'm eager to do it. I mean, we bought tires the other day and just bolted them on the car, and I know I've seen people siping them and grooving them, and I'm on the internet, trying to read up on some of that stuff. But I think that's a new spark for me is this dirt stuff, and these dirt cars, these slab bodies, they look like they're running 100 mile an hour sitting in the shop. So.
Yeah,
like you're saying, these Wild Thing or whatever, these bodies, I mean, these paint, these wraps they put on them, they're pretty wild looking themselves. So Patrick did this thing, and it's a little wild, and he did an excellent job of it.
Were you getting some, what kind of time, were you getting some good times out there, or were you paying attention to that, or were you just...
I don't know. I ran like 16.50 to 17 flat. That's what I ran. But nonetheless, there's no other cars out there, and I have nothing to gauge off of.
Right.
I know that when I went up there practice night, I think there was a few of them. I popped a 16.30 and 16.50. So I felt like there it put me somewhat in the ballpark. So pretty excited about that. I know that somebody, a good dirt driver, could have got my car and probably went a half a second quicker. You know, they just knew where to put the car. I mean, I was looking at black, like blacktop. And I know a lot of them put their right rears up in the brown or the gray or whatever, I felt more comfortable being right in the middle.
So, I mean, the car looked good in the photos I saw over in Jack's site.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it looked like it was really getting hooked up. I mean, it's got to be kind of crazy when you come off that turn two. I mean, you're pointing straight up in the air, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. And what really is, when you say these times, what makes what's funny for me is the last time I was at Ocala when it was asphalt, I ran 14 flat to 14.50. And now we're in the 16s and 17s, and it's just, but I felt like I was running 200 mile an hour around there in a dirt car. I think what a lot of it was is I've never had a car where air was coming in on me. I'm used to a windshield.
That's
the first time I didn't have no windshield around me or anything.
That's what Mike said.
It probably made me feel like I was running a whole lot faster, you know?
That's what Mike said, Wayne. That's exactly what Mike Bresnahan said.
Really?
Yeah, he said the same thing.
Yeah, well,
I just think it's cool the sound they make when they really get into, when they drop, you know, when they get into the throttle. I mean, they scream, and then you can hear them just feathering as they bounce through the corners like that, man, and the tire just barely touching the ground. I don't get it. I really don't get it, and not like I know anything, but like you said, to me, that's kind of the cool part about it. I don't know. And, you know, in the asphalt side, you know, it's kind of like been there and done that, and now here's a new opportunity to learn something you don't know about.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's probably a lot of talent in the dirt late model series. People, I don't even really know them, mm-hmm. and they probably don't even know me, and here I am coming into this thing, and it's kind of fun. I'm the biggest thing for me is, and I get a lot of ribbon from a lot of people, is my stuff is so clean, and I see them scraping that mud off them cars,
yeah.
I'm like, holy mackerel. That's probably going to be one of the hardest things for me is keeping the stuff clean, you know.
I know, obviously, some kids, some teenager they bring, that's always their job over at East Bay.
Well,
they're always
scraping. Well, I tell you, that's my son's job right now.
Yeah, you want to go race next weekend? Race this weekend.
There you go. But, no, hey, I appreciate you guys a lot having me on, and I feel honored to be one of your first guests, and I think your radio show will probably do real well, and there's a lot of talented dirt racers out there that I'm sure you're going to have on there. So I feel pretty neat to be one of the first ones there.
You're in there, man. I can't wait. Just like I said, I can't wait to see you after the pile. Now, one quick question is, after the pile, and obviously you said that will probably be, I know things change, but probably be your first race. After that, do you see you running a schedule of dirt races or just hit and miss or what? Any idea?
I tell you, I'd like to go to Volusia some. I would love to do a lot of dirt racing, but I just don't want to go until I feel like I have my act together. I don't want to go look like a fool. And I just feel like if I keep, you know, trying to get a Saturday in and get a little practice here and there and then go up there and race with some cars, I think once I do that, it'll be something I want to do week in and week out. But for right now, I just want to get my act together. We're actually working on a second car. I have another dirt car here, and we've been working on it for the last 3 or 4 days trying to get it going. So I really want to have my act together when I do it. And I just know if I approach it right and do it right, I think I'll have good results. So that's what I'm saying.
It's only a matter of time, and I really do believe that because you're a good driver, and yeah, I believe you can get at anything given time, you'll be able to drive it to the front. But you're in a no-win situation, really, no matter what you do. They're going to say, I see, I told you you couldn't drive when you first go out there. Or if you do win, they're going to say, see, he's got the best stuff out there, blah, blah, blah. But really, like you said, there's stiff competition through there, and the problem is people just don't know it.
Yeah, there's names I've never heard of, and I look at them, they run really well. But, I didn't go do this dirt thing for any of the stuff like you're talking about. I wanted to do it because it was a challenge to me, and it looked like it was fun, and it's something that we can all go have a good time at. And that's what how I'm approaching the dirt thing. And if it becomes more than that, then so be it. But right now, I just wanted to run well. And to me, you know, an asphalt car, the car is 75%. The driver's 25%,
mm-hmm.
And you know, in dirt, I believe it's more. It's probably 50-50. A lot of car and a lot of driver trying to make the rear wheels hook up. So that's the challenge for me, and that's the fun side of it. You know,
I mean, when you step back and look at that car for the first time and saw that linkage up in there, I mean, at first, did you have any idea, or was it just completely brand new? Like you've seen it, but never really touched it before.
I'll be honest with you, it looked like Chinese arithmetic.
I know, it looked like to me too, man. I know nothing, and I was like, man, that looks really not right.
But Barry Wright told me the other day, he called me Monday or Tuesday, and he said, you know, Wayne, I know you know, because I told him, I think we need to do a little of this with Cameron, change this spring. He said, well, you know, I'm not telling you not to do none of that. He goes, but you'll find more, you'll get more out of tire selection and preparation, and you will. Mm-hmm. You'll see more in that than you will doing any spring change. So, So that's why I feel like I have a lot to learn in the tires and grooving them and siphoning them and all this wild stuff that I don't even know about. So
well,
that's the challenge.
Well, you know, Wayne, one of the things I've heard a lot from the guys is that who race both dirt and asphalt is that the if you have a bad asphalt car, a lot of times there's really not a damn thing you can do about it. And with the dirt cars, if the car's not right, they make it drive right. And I hear that a lot. Does that make sense?
I tell you what, Jack, I went to East Bay, and that was one of my first races I went to this year to watch. And I seen the kid that his dad owns Rocket anyway. He got in there, and it was in his heat race. He hit and towards left front. I'm telling you, it was almost hanging off the car. When I seen the tow out, he must have had 4 inches of tow out in front of him. And I swear he made it through the transferred into the race. But because the left front was in the 3 foot in the air.
Yeah,
most of the thing, the right front was the only thing on the ground. So, you know, I agree with you. I don't think, you know, I'm worried about thousands on the bump steer and everything. And hell, I don't think it's quite as drastic as it is in asphalt, you know, for a dirt car.
Sure.
That's the first thing I said to Terry Watson as a race director down at East Bay. I was like, well, dude, I guess they don't have to worry too much about caster or camber here because the front tires don't touch the ground very much.
Yeah, and that's my biggest thing was, oh, damn, am I going to be able to see how the thing?
That's what I mean. But it ain't as bad.
It isn't quite as bad as I thought it would be. You can see pretty good out of them. But
wow. Because I'm telling you, especially in that photo, like he had. Now, some drivers I saw, they kept all four tires on the ground. They were very deliberate. And then some guys, like that Terry English guy, dude, his tires never touched the ground.
Right.
And so I guess, you know, it's just a preference. And so I asked him, I said, does that mean you're faster when you're, you know, when you got three tires and one's flat? And people are like, eh, you know, I prefer all four. And some guys say, no, man, that means you're really flying. So I guess it's just what you prefer and how your car's running.
Right. No, but no, it's just, like I say, I'm really excited about going and doing it. I can't wait to go do it. But I've seen, you know, there's names I haven't seen, you know, in a long time running dirt. And then I see a lot of my asphalt buddies running dirt. So it's just, you know, time for a change. And I'm looking forward to it. My car owner, Larry Calabrese, you know, from Airframe International.
Right.
He's one of the biggest ones. When I mentioned, hey, you want to go dirt racing, he was all for it. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think he is too. So we just want to go have a good time and, you know, hopefully we'll run well. And I just feel like if I put a lot of effort in it and work hard at it, I will. It just take a little bit of time.
I agree. Yeah, no doubt about it. Just how long will it take? And real briefly, I want to ask you, I know you spoke real quickly about Mike Peterson and Angie, listening to the work they've done. Like you said, man, who would have thought that they had the nerve? I call him the root canal because he's got more nerve than a bad tooth. He has had the nerve to sit there and turn that thing into dirt. He took a big step, big leap of faith. What do you think about those guys and the effort they've done?
I think what he's done is phenomenal. When I was out there Saturday, you know, it was, to me, it was real smooth. I felt like I was a little bit on asphalt. So whoever's doing his track preparation, they must be doing it right because someone was telling me just early in the week that Volusia's been real, real rough and tearing some cars up with some of the potholes in the track. So, you know, I was like, man, wow, when I was at Ocala, it was pretty smooth. So obviously somebody knows what they're doing and getting the track prepped early in the week. As they say, it takes, you know, 2-3 days to get the track ready. So, like, you know, what can you say, man? The place looked like it had some people, had a great car count. And, you know, I just think it was time for a change. And they stepped up to the plate and did it. And I'm glad it's working out for them. I think, you know, you might even see some other tracks taking notice of that.
Yeah, but, you didn't.
You know, but nonetheless, you know, I got to tell you, I appreciate you putting me on your show. I feel honored. I was one of your first guests, and I know you'll have a lot of big dirt names on there. And, you know, I just appreciate you having me on.
No problem, man. We appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in to Real Racing USA, the family, the host of Southeast Dirt Weekly. And like I said, we're on with Wayne Anderson. Wayne, thanks for joining us. And, man, we look forward to seeing you. And We'll listen for the results over in Pensacola and see what happens over there.
There you go. Thank you, and good luck with your show, bud.
Later,
there
Wayne.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to do that, man. That's going to be great.
Man, it was raining hard, man.
It's pouring.
I flipped up my desktop radar, this software I have here, zeroed in on down to where Wayne's place is. Holy cow.
It's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's about to end. I live in Ocala, 20 miles from him, so it's about to be right here, too. So
yeah, it looks like it is edging up that way.
Yeah, and I just hope it doesn't do this tomorrow night, man, because we've got such an awesome weekend lined up of racing between here and East Bay, between Ocala, America's Dirt Track, and then the Clay by the Bay. Let me tell you what, Friday and Saturday night, if you could go to those two races like how you get a chance to, you would get as much asphalt racing in a year as you would in those two nights. And it's like I say, I'm not putting anybody down, but, man, it's unbelievable. It's nonstop racing action, nonstop. You will get your money's worth, believe me, and then some.
So, what you got coming up here later on in the show?
There, you know, our last guest, we spoke with Wayne, who is a rookie. Believe it or not, Wayne Anderson, a rookie over in the Dirt Series. I can't wait to call him a rookie, too. And the other thing I want to tell him is the cool thing about dirt racing is not everybody's 18 years old, so the old men like us have a good shot. Speaking of old men, and he's not old either, man, but after 200 wins, you can certainly say he's a veteran. We're going to have the Malabar Missile coming up, Kenny Adams.
I think we're going to take a break and come right back with him.
Series.
So, Scotty, I think we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll come right back with one of the real veterans, no doubt. Kenny Adams is big time. We'll be right back.
This is Shaw Smith, driver of the 17 SS Dirt Late Model, Central Sheds and Trailers Champion for 2007, and you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from The Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and a new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call The Brakeman. On the web at TheBrakeman.com.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes. Today we salute you, Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor.
Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor.
Through the miracle of hypoallergenic adhesives, you transform us from mild-mannered accountant into roadhouse biker hooligan.
Hooligan.
Be it screaming skull or thrashing tiger, you've got a temporary alter ego for any occasion.
Flaming dragons.
What else says, I love you, Mom, like a heart with a sword through it?
You know I love you, Mama.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor Guy. We may not have been born to ride, but thanks to you, we can feel like it.
Thank you, Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stuff. Getting a little personal, don't you think? Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, welcome back to the Southeast Dirt Weekly with Scott McAllister. Scotty, looks like we had a little problem there hooking up with
you know what it is.
With Kenny Adams there.
Crashing on that car, probably. That's what the deal is. I think we missed him by 10 minutes, and he said, you know what, I got to go crash. So he's out there probably wailing on those cars that he has out there. But we will look forward to having Kenny Adams on, hopefully next week. Of course, the ASCS series is going to be here. Man, not this weekend. Of course, this weekend, Dirt Late Model Series down at United Dirt Late Model Series down at East Bay. And, of course, another great night of racing at Ocala Speedway. But next week, it is the ASCS Sprint Car. It's going to be in Ocala Friday night and then East Bay Saturday night. So, man, if you're a Sprint Car fan, get up, get out to the track. It's all about Sprint Car racing next week here in Florida.
And Kenny will be he'll be going for another win, huh? Another trophy.
Kenny's going for, you know, and that's one of the things, just like Wayne was talking about. Okay, here you go. Kenny has over 200 feature event wins. Dude, that's a lot. That's big. That's a big number. And I got to meet him this year after his win at East Bay. And just as you said, first of all, he's like the most soft-spoken guy you'll ever meet. He's came in that race car. And then all of a sudden the race car does all the talking for you, my friend. That thing is a wicked, wicked machine. So, yeah, we'll have the, and now he's affectionately known as, by all the race fans, as the Malabar Missile. Yes, Kenny Adams will be on the, we'll try to get him on Southeast Dirt Weekly next weekend. Like I said, he's probably out there thrashing away, man, so he's trying to get ready for spring.
Yeah, well, so who are some of the guests you think you might be coming on? I mean, are having on in the future weeks? I mean, you going to have, like, guys like Earl Pearson Jr. and guys like that?
You know me, man. It's like I said, of course, I enjoy doing this stuff. And, you know, I have to say, I was proud of getting Darrell Waltrip on Real Racing USA one time. So, you know me, man. I go for the big guys. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, what cooler big guy to get than Earl Pearson Jr. right here? I mean, it shows how little we know. He's a dirt late model champion for how many years in a row, and he's out of Jacksonville. I never heard of his name in my life until this year. Never.
Yeah, so, it is amazing.
I mean, why would yeah, of course, he's from Jacksonville, Florida, right here in Florida. Yeah, he definitely belongs on the show. So he's going to be, you know, the bullseye is going to be on him, that's for sure. So I'll be wearing him out. But
I'll tell you what.
We have a lot of these guys on. You know, we saw the King of the Dirt series came down here, Jason Johnson, and he's from Louisiana, and of course he's a 360 racer, so we hope to have him on, and of course local drivers as well. So it's really just anybody who was brave enough and I beg hard enough to get on the show. That's one thing, and then you know, just to anybody who's standing out across the Southeast or anybody we recognize as a track or a series is doing something that we, you know, deem that is worthy, we're going to have him on and blast it out there for him. So,
hey, here's Scotty on Real Racing USA tonight. Now, at the conclusion of your show, as we're wrapping up, this is a one-hour show going to be on from 7:30 to 8:30 every week, at least for now, right?
And yeah, I got to tighten things up, man. We're trying to have three guests on here. I lost one because I was slack there.
Yeah, but we'll get all that ironed out. But we got a little thing hooked up here for you because as we go off the air, we're going to follow up right away with an interview that was done not too long ago, earlier in March, with Ivan and Lloyd, and then after him is Shane Williams. So we got a couple of dirt late model drivers lined up to follow from interviews done earlier on other shows on Real Racing USA.
And just in case anybody wants to know, I did speak to Ivan today. Unfortunately, well, fortunately for him, he's on his way up to Alabama or Georgia or actually, Todd, and then Todd Hutto's up there as well. He's doing the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model thing, and so
yeah, they got a huge deal up there. Huge deal,
man!
Triple header.
Oh wow,
a triple header.
Like I said, now if you're a late model fan and you're in Georgia, believe me, if Lucas Oil Car is coming anywhere within 1,000 miles of you and you're a race fan, please, please go. Because it will be an event like you have never witnessed in your life in the racing industry. That I can tell you.
Yeah, if you haven't seen.
Lucas Oil people know how to do it, my friend.
No doubt about it.
I mean, they put on a show, a racing show that was nonstop. I mean, you didn't have time to go to the bathroom because you were locked into your seat. It's nonstop. It was at first I didn't know how you were they were going to do it. I mean, when they said there's 100 cars here, I said, well, you can't race 100 cars. But somehow they all got their turn out there.
Of course, all your shows, all the shows of this, you know, this Southeast Dirt Weekly, will be archived on Real Racing USA. All the interviews of all the guys at and gals that Scott McAllister interviews throughout the year will be available. You can listen to them anytime. Download them to your iPod, to your computer. Take them to work. Listen to them at work.
I mean, if you like Wayne Anderson, hey, take him to work. That way you can listen to him, check him out. And, of course, Alan Tipton as well. Everybody out in Arkansas and all the Louisiana guys, they can listen to him and spout off about their sponsors and things of that nature. So,
cool.
And Jack, once again, we'll just want to say thanks for having me aboard and be a part of the Real Racing USA team.
Yeah, this will be fun, man. And I'll tell you what, I guess we're out of here for this week. We'll be back next Thursday, 7:30.
Next Thursday, man, get ready. We'll talk about the ASCS series, and we'll get Kenny Adams and some of the other guys on the horn as well.
All right.
Tuning in, Southeast Dirt Weekly, and we look forward to seeing you back here next week.